This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I was gonna fade it out, but let's keep it where it's. It is Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. Vision.
Can you even believe it? Can you even believe it?
Well, I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, when are we gonna. It's so getting ahead of myself. Mm-hmm. But we now know that the official release is 2 weeks from today.
That's exciting. That's exciting.
Super stoked. But this episode will come out, what, March?
Maybe.
If that.
If that.
So, like, when are we going to hit 100? This is episode 8.
When are we going to hit 100?
2 years, right? Unless we do some bonus episodes.
I don't know, man. We haven't even... When you said this is me getting ahead of myself, I didn't expect it to be. When are we going to hit 100 apps and 1 million listens a month?
No. It's not about like tracking our progress. It's more like it'll be 2022 when we hit 100 apps.
Whoa.
You just threw up.
I did.
Holy shit.
I did. I'm really excited for us to finally launch. We were talking about something before we recorded, and you said save it for the pod, so I'm just going to ask you now. Well, right now, Jeff and I are splitting a bag of gummy bears right now, which made me think, I'm like, oh, such a small, hard-ish snack. There was once a time, I asked Jeff before we started, I'm like, what was the one small food that you threw at me and kept throwing at me and then it hit my eye and then you felt bad and you stopped? And we just sat there thinking, and Jeff goes, well, it had to be bite-sized. We know that.
Oh.
What was it?
It was kumquats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Because we were on set for Mia Weinberger's Bible Writers Room web series.
And you were throwing kumquats at me from across the room.
So what had happened was my character was tasked with eating kumquats only once or twice in the actual show. But that means on the day, 2 days shoot, I had to eat like probably 80 kumquats.
Well, Jeff says he had to. In between takes, Jeff was continually eating kumquats for the whole day to the point where it's like, okay, now PD, production said we have to keep adding kumquats to the bowl.
I'm sorry that I'm method.
No, it's fine. It's just later in the day, you not only threw them, hit me near the eye, and then felt bad. You also felt ill. And you're like, I don't feel good. I'm like, why? You're like, probably all the kumquats that I ate.
The end of the first day, I had a bad stomach ache that lasted through the night. Like, I didn't sleep comfortably.
Probably from, like, 70-plus kumquats.
Well, because when you eat a kumquat, it's like you're eating the rind.
I know.
You don't.
That's why I don't like them.
Really?
They're so... It's like eating a ball of perfume.
Well, okay. They weren't the best kumquats. No offense to whoever did PD.
Wow.
Yeah. This is shots fired for some reason. Sorry, what are you doing?
I'm pulling out my computer for the reviews because I forgot.
You're already bored?
No. Oh, also, this is a little time capsule thing, but yesterday the Oscar noms came out.
Mm-hmm.
Florence Pugh.
Florence who?
Pugh, my queen, my wife, my life.
I was walking into the office because it's nighttime right now, and Riley and I both pulled up at the same time. The first thing she says to me is that I think Florence Pugh and I would be friends, but then also if she ended up professing her feelings for me, romantic or otherwise, I would accept it, and I'd say I felt the same way, Florence.
Mm-hmm. Also, even before that, I said that today was the day I learned that Florence Pugh and Zach Braff are in a relationship.
Right, Zach Braff of, God, what was his
Scrubs.
Podcast? No, the
oh,
podcast
he had
show
a podcast?
That, he had a show about a podcast network that didn't go past a season. Mm. Nick Rad on the company Slack used to talk about it all the time.
That's very funny. So, Jeffrey, what are we reviewing tonight?
Let's just say I'm a bit of a reader.
Okay. Mine.
I'm
or...
a Kindle of myself.
Oh my God. Oh my
so,
God.
Like a name a book.
Pride and Prejudice.
Hmm?
Okay. You don't read. We are talking and reviewing about.
Say it with me.
Barnes.
Small town bookstores.
Exactly.
Supporting local business.
Supporting local business. We are reviewing the monolith.
Barnes and
Noble. Barnes and Noble.
The Walmart of Small Mart. Books and all.
Books in nooks with crooks.
So you're saying, what are you saying? You're saying Barnes and Noble has a lot of books, but a lot of reading nooks.
And there are criminals.
Criminals there. Not the case. A lot of middle-aged tourists.
Tourists?
Tourists.
Any memories of Barnes and Noble that pop up for you? And I know there are plenty. Don't even get me started on Barnes and Noble. Don't even get me started.
What?
But you first. Come on.
Well, I mean, I'm going to eventually get you started. Why are you
Don't get me started.
Why are you saying it like that?
Like, we'll never leave if you get me started on Barnes and Noble.
Now we have to know. What's the story?
No, come on, man. You first.
All right. I used to go to Barnes and Noble to get some books for school. Middle school, high school, college. Not college. What? There's a USC bookstore.
Yeah. But that's also, it's usually like a Barnes and Noble for college.
Wrong. Mm. It was just the USC bookstore.
It wasn't a Barnes and Noble?
I don't think so.
The BU bookstore is a Barnes & Noble.
So you think because BU had a Barnes & Noble bookstore that every major college
a lot
has
of colleges have, like, they have a Barnes & Noble that also sells, like, paraphernalia for that college.
Bongs and all.
Yeah.
UCLA doesn't have one. Middlebury College doesn't have one.
I don't give a fuck what Middlebury College has.
Holy shit.
I flipped a table.
I do think Yale has one, though. I'm just going through the schools that I've been to. I haven't
Brag.
Been to a lot of them. Not gone to.
Jeff has attended USC, Yale, and Middlebury College.
I attended Yale's information session.
Nice. Yeah. Me too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble was the hot spot.
Say it.
For dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for
like
you.
Like middle school dates.
What was your local Barnes & Noble? Thousand Oaks or some shit?
Yeah, in Westlake. It is around where I went to high school. And so Westlake, it's kind of like the equivalent of the Commons or any kind of like mall area, place, whatever.
These are middle school dates, right?
Middle school dates where it would be like walking around, hanging out in the Barnes & Noble.
Name names. And who is your high school crush? Sorry, who's your middle school
sorry,
crush?
Sorry, middle school, I would go probably to the bookstore with You could catch me in there with all these middle school crushes. It would just be like standing around in Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Maybe getting like a chai from the Barnes & Noble cafe.
Yeah.
And truly just like not knowing what to do. Because I'm not going to buy a book with you. But I'm also not going to kiss because I'm nervous.
What age? So this is seventh grade, right?
This is probably like seventh grade. Like my mom's like, you can hang out with a boy, but like
in a controlled environment.
In a controlled environment filled with books and middle-aged
and
tourists.
Things that are good for you.
Yeah.
Like books and middle-aged tourists.
Would be me standing there not knowing what to say to a boy being like, science class was
okay,
crazy.
Okay, yeah. So let's do this.
Yeah, okay. I'm so happy that our moms were late picking us up so we could walk over here and hang out.
Yeah, it's like the...
What'd you say?
No, it's like I love hanging out with you and like there's like fountain. It's nice that we're nice fountain.
It's probably it looks a little dirty, but it's really like well
so
made.
So who do you like?
What?
No, oh. I was saying the fountain. You said it was well made.
Yeah.
I said who do you like?
Who do I like?
Well, like friends and like.
I like Christy and Jackie and Molly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I have a crush.
Me too. It's Molly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you're friends with her? I didn't know you guys hung out. Could you, like, tell her?
Could I tell her that you like her?
I, like, want to date her.
Oh, my Christ. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm really sad. I'm so sad. Oh, I wish Molly was here. I love her so much. She's the best. If you didn't like Molly, is there anyone else you would be interested in?
Yeah.
Who?
Jackie, probably.
You'd like Jackie.
Yeah.
You would like Jackie and Molly.
There's something about her that's like better than most.
Do you like me? Sorry. Do you like me?
Oh, my dad's here.
Fuck! God damn it!
What's wrong?
No, I want to kiss you!
The whole mall stops. The fountain stops.
The fountain turns. I've always wanted to kiss you. And I love Molly and Jackie. They're great.
They're great.
They're really easy hot. Does it. Easy does it. But then there's me. And then there's
you. And you're fine.
And we're at this Barnes & Noble cafe. And I like you. And I just, if you don't have a date to the homecoming dance, would you be mine?
I'm going to ask Jackie. And then, or I'm going to ask... I'm just going to level with you. I'm going to ask Molly, and if she says no, I'm going to say ask Jackie. And Jackie's like, she's going to say yes. Like, she's a fallback for me.
But what about me?
If Jackie's out of town for homecoming, we can go as friends.
God. Mom, come pick me up. I lied. My mom wasn't late picking me up from school. I told her to wait in the parking lot and play Sudoku on her phone until I called her.
You have a great mom.
I do. I have a great mom.
Is she single?
God damn it!
You jump in the fountain.
Swallow a penny.
So that was middle school for you.
So that was exactly what happened. And I can't believe you were there.
I just remember it. I was like visiting LA for the first time. And we went to Thousand Oaks, fucking Westlake Village, because that's where tourists go. Yeah.
That's like Holly Weird, kind of.
No, I definitely had some middle school times, mm-hmm. fast or otherwise, at Ridgemont Barnes.
This has been Review Review.
No, wait, that's like not even any of the episodes.
What shook you all night long, all week long?
No, you can't just run through it. This is audio from a video that I'll post to our Instagram of me and my current girlfriend's second date at Barnes & Noble.
Sorry, your second date was at a Barnes & Noble?
Okay, it wasn't at a Barnes & Noble.
Are you 14?
No, it was brunch near the beach, and then we walked to Barnes & Noble.
It was brunch that we got to go and brought it to a Barnes & Noble.
The cafe had high chairs. And so, anyway, I did a goof. Mm-hmm. I took a little video that I sent to my friend Peter.
Hi, Pete.
Did you meet him? Did you go to the Highland Park Bowl when he was in town?
No.
You'd never met him. So we used to do this bit, and we still kind of do it from time to time. When Peter and I are at various stores, the quirkier the better. We'll find the most specific product we can mm-hmm. find and then be like, holy shit, they have it. It's the blank. And it's like, say it like you've been searching
yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
Holy shit, they have it. It's the Cassandra Clare Mortal Instruments box set.
So.
How did it go down with her? How did it land?
She chuckled. It was a pity chuckle.
She's like, I don't know who you are.
She was embarrassed because, I mean, did I mention what I was wearing?
Of course not.
It was overalls.
Were you really?
I left them in the washer for a while. Mm. And so I reeked of mildew.
Yeah.
So that probably why she didn't laugh at a lot of the things.
Do you want to start with the reviews?
Here, my first review, is that what you want?
No, I want your last review.
Okay.
Of course I want your fuck. Sorry.
Sorry. You're just.
We're both sorry.
You have such a short
fuse
today.
We're both sorry. Before the podcast started, I was making gummy bears kiss and doing a little. You know, you play with dolls, like makeup situations. I was over here on the HeadGum Studio couch playing out a date scenario. Not even a date. It was like a meet cute at a bar with two gummy bears.
So.
Jeff watched. Here we go. Round two. Ooh. Let's see who I get.
This is like what you guys don't see. Like, you see the videos and Riley's usually on her best behavior on like guesting on other people's pods. But she's forcing gummy bears to kiss.
No, they're not forcing. They, like, it's one of those things. They're at two ends.
What do you mean it's one of those things? Don't say it's one of those things.
They're at two ends of a bar. And then it's, like, one kind of looks over at the other. And it's like, oh, we caught eyes and looking away. And the other kind of was like, oh, my God, did they look at me? And they're looking. It's like, no, I can't look. Oh, my God, wow, are they staring at me? I don't know. And then both of them kind of look and it's like, oh, hey, you, hey. But this is all unsaid. They're not saying anything. And, then it's like they kind of like they're like, oh, there are a couple empty chairs in between. I'm gonna move, and then they move and they kind of end up sitting next to each other.
No one does this. No one starts on the opposite end of the bar and then like keeps sliding
and
down
then,
different seats.
I'm not saying they slid down. I'm saying they both got off their chairs. Could feel the
okay,
vibe.
Not literally slide.
And
has this ever worked for you? Have you ever done
this?
And
then they're sitting down next to each other, and then they just kind of look at each other, and in their eyes, it's like, oh, it's go time. It's gummy time. And then they give each other a gummy kiss in terms of, like, the gums of their teeth.
She's shoving bears.
Not shoving. They're, like, into it. And then they give each other a kiss. And oh my god, you could actually see the outline of the mouths of the bears. They kiss, and then
sorry, did you say a gummy kiss? And not because they're made out of gelatin, but because they're mostly just touching gums. I mean, what is wrong with
you? Read your review.
3 stars. Christ!
I'm sorry. This is how I am.
This is from the Barnes & Noble at the Grove.
Okay.
Which is where I just came from. And it took me an hour to get here.
Yep, same.
I'm cranky.
I'm a cranky boy.
3 stars from Vivian T.
Okay.
Guess what T stands for?
Tuberculosis.
Exactly, rice.
Miss Vivian Tuberculosis.
Vivian Tuberculosis writes, this is a very nice Barnes & Noble with a good selection. They are bad at bathroom checks. And last time I went, I saw blood on the floor in the girls' room.
Oh my, oh no.
I'm sure that the blood was spilled for good reason. But I told the staff, and an hour later, it was still there. Maybe it's meant to be a message. Most of the books here you could find on Amazon for half the price. So that's going to be a challenge for them when it comes to sales. This is a very nice place to be and fun place to hang out. And then, and this is the pièce de résistance.
Maybe it's a message?
So there's 2 photos attached.
Oh, no, it shouldn't be.
She doesn't talk about the photos. And it's an adult woman asleep on the floor wearing jorts pulled up to her waist, like above her navel.
Oh, no.
3 books on her stomach holding a gourd.
Sorry.
There's 2 photos. Swipe for the second one.
We'll post these on the Instagram.
Yeah, this will be on the Instagram. If you're listening to this, it's on the Review Review Instagram, at Review Review.
That is shocking.
It's so crazy.
That doesn't make
sense. First of all, she looks
sense.
Like Jacob Wysocki. Second of all, she's just holding a fucking gourd. It's like...
At the Grove.
At the Grove. And she doesn't talk about it in the post.
Is that her?
No. Vivian looks like it's very different.
Maybe it's a message. Also, why is she there for an hour?
Well, she ends it by saying they're not doing too well sales-wise.
But
it's a very nice place to hang out. So, just like imagine she's like, I guess someone in the entertainment industry is just like barely employed, like goes in for a general.
Yeah.
It's like, so we saw your reel. We loved it.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like, such a great look. Like,
oh,
we'd
man.
Love to...
That's so great. Thank you.
We'd love to find, you know, a role for you this season.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What'd
you do today? Tell me about your day.
Oh, well, I'm kind of new to L.A., so I was just kind of, like, walking around, seeing kind of the sights, like,
right.
walked up and down Melrose mm-hmm. and drove past the Hollywood sign, and then I actually went to the Grove.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is
People
so,
love the Grove.
Yeah, and it's, like... I was so excited because I'm like, wow, this is, I'm a local. Like, this is where the Angelinos hang out.
Well.
And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm at the Barnes & Noble in the Grove. And so that was like, I was there all day. Have you been there? Have you been to the Barnes & Noble?
I've been there. I wouldn't say it's a local haunt, but go on.
It is like the best place to hang out.
Why do you think that?
Oh my God. I mean, their selection isn't great, but.
Negative. That was a negative thing. What's a positive thing?
Well. I'm saying that the selection isn't great, but it is, like, such a cool place to hang out. It's, like, the vibe is awesome.
Is it?
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, there is one... No, never mind.
No, say it. What was it? There's one what?
It's just, like, I don't know if this is, like, a local Los Angeles thing or,
it's
like,
not.
Maybe... Well, you don't know what I'm going to say. Sorry to interrupt. Oh, my God. I would love to be cast in a pilot.
Let's hear the rest of the...
There was blood in the bathroom, and it might have been a message.
There was, like, a pool of blood?
Splatters.
Did it look like something violent happened?
No, it's like I could maybe understood why it was spilled.
Spilled?
But I asked them to clean it up. I'm like, hey, just a heads up. Because like something
that's
I want
a nice thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. An hour goes by.
You're still there?
Blood's still there too.
Sorry.
So that's when it kind of clicks for me that it's like, okay, Janice, maybe this is a message.
Janice. So Elizabeth's a stage name.
Elizabeth is a stage name.
That was a good choice. Elizabeth Manis.
Elizabeth.
It would have been, your real name is Janice Manis?
It's a family name, Janice Manis.
Sorry, that was such a small thing, but yeah, go on. You're at Barnes & Noble for the better part of a day?
I'm at Barnes & Noble, and it was the better part of my day,
right,
being there.
You're talking yourself out of the job.
Is it because of my name?
It's because you spend your time at the Grove. I mean, is your resume even correct?
I mean, I added a couple things here and there.
There you go. That's the job. That was the last straw. It says here that you audizled for SNL.
I did audizel for SNL.
Is that Saturday Night Live or is
I
that something else?
I filled my car up with gas so I could drive to New York and see a taping of SNL.
And did you see the taping?
No, I didn't make it there. Made it to Jersey. Car broke down.
Do you get how misleading this is for me to read? It looks like you're at least in a position to audition for SNL.
You know what?
But you just put the wrong type of gas in your car and drove to New York City.
I knew the blood was a message, and the message was telling me that maybe being an actor isn't for me. If it's filled with people like you, I don't want to be in this business or this state of mind.
Ugh.
Because you are so, you don't get me. No one in the city gets me. I'm Janice Manis, damn it.
Ugh.
And I'm renouncing Elizabeth as my stage name.
She like makes it huge.
Janice Manis in The Message.
The Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress goes to literally Janice Manis.
Oh my God!
Even the way you read that award, you know it's insane.
Literally Janice Manis. Okay, so this review is from the Boston University Barnes & Noble. This is where we would get our books for the school year. This is from Zoe or Zoe. Can't tell. M.
Something Zoe.
So it doesn't have the little thing over it. I don't know. Zoe or E. M.
Zoe or E. M.
Zoe or E. M.
Salt and
pepper pee. We got to make shirts that say salt and pepper pee. Okay. I have to say, I had one of the most pleasant Starbucks. Sorry, I'm nervous.
You shouldn't be nervous.
I have to say, I had one of the most pleasant Starbucks experiences here. The staff were all super friendly and the right amounts of chatty. They seriously challenged the snarky barista stereotype. When I was standing in line, the gentleman in front of me wandered off to get a soda to add to his order. He was taking quite a while, so the girl behind the counter offered to start my drink. I asked for a small dark roast coffee, which she poured and gave it to me before the man returned. After I had paid, I asked if she had soy milk for my coffee. She happily took out a box and told me to leave it on the counter when I was done. I was shocked to see how easy this was. I've been everything from sassed to offered an espresso cup with a splash of soy milk in it when I've made the request in the past. Props to these guys for not being stingy with the soy milk. I sat with my coffee and my laptop for about an hour. I know, I'm one of those people. To my surprise, there was plenty of seating to go around. I always leave when there isn't, and a family or something is clearly trying to find space. While I was sitting there, there was a staff change, and from what I overheard, they were just as nice. One barista, a young man, sang along to the Top 40s playing on the overhead. Usually I find this kind of behavior somewhat grating, but he actually had a really good voice and was quiet enough not to be disruptive. The only problem is that they don't take Starbucks cards, but instead offer a stamp card. Besides that, it's a lovely little place that makes up for all the miserable Starbucks elsewhere in the city.
I mean, she just got divorced right before she wrote this.
It's so earnest. She truly just got a cup of coffee in a bookstore and sat. And she's like...
What's her name? Now I think it's Zoe.
Zoe or
it's Zoe at this point. That's not a Zoe doesn't write that. That's a Zoe.
What do you think Zoe did before going in there, and what do you think she did when she left?
I think she just walked in on her husband cheating on her right before this.
So this is all some sort of like,
it's like a
manic episode.
Yeah. Like, that's how I read it. Like read it again, but with like knowing your moment before is that you just walked in on your husband like having sex with your boss.
Okay. All right, now I'm Zoe.
Yeah.
Okay. To say, I had one of those pleasant Starbucks experiences here. The staff were all super friendly and the right amount of chatty. They seriously challenged the sneaky barista stereotype.
Ma'am, are you okay?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, I'm so great. You know what's crazy? When I was standing in line, the gentleman in front of me wandered off, like my husband. Fuck. Wandered off to go add a soda. Sorry, soda to his order. He was taking quite a while, so the girl behind the counter offered to start my drink. Can you even believe that?
Well, that's what most coffee shops would do.
No, but like literally while he was gone, he was taking so long, the girl was like, hey, excuse me, ma'am, I can start whatever you're ordering.
If he was taking a while, it's easy to ask you.
But it's like she didn't have to do it. She was so nice. Oh my God. So I'm like, I just want a small dark roast coffee. And
your hands are shaking.
She bored it to me.
Bored it to
Sorry,
you?
Sorry, poured.
You want to talk
it's
about
been a really
Jason?
Long
yeah,
day.
I know what happened.
Jason's fucking his boss.
Of course. We all knew it, but we didn't know if we should tell you.
You all knew?
Shouldn't have said that.
You
I should
all
not have
knew.
Said that.
And I'm sitting here listening to some barista sing along
what?
To Ariana Grande. He had an awesome voice. Really lovely, lovely tenor.
Was it?
It was not too disruptive. It was truly beautiful. But while I'm sitting there listening to God is a Woman, you all knew that Jason was getting pegged by Lacey? I thought you said you knew.
No, right. Sorry.
I thought you knew that he was getting ball gagged and pegged by Miss Ambrosia. I'm sitting there drinking my soy milk dark roast.
Plain. So plain drinks.
And he's out there with...
I don't need another detail.
Paddled.
So it's...
And wearing a dog mask.
That's
While Lacey
insane.
Pours hot wax on his ass. And you all knew.
Her name is Lacey Ambrosia? Where do you work? At a bakery?
We work at an insurance company.
Everything about you is plain. That's... You know why? That's why no one told you. Because every time we talk to you, I learn a new shade of white. Soy milk on a dark roast. Top 40s hits and you think it sounds pretty good. Hanging out at a Barnes & Noble cafe, you work at an insurance company.
Did I mention it was a Boston University Barnes & Noble?
It doesn't matter what Barnes & Noble... So you drove what, 40 miles?
I drove 40 miles to the outskirts of the city of Boston.
I hate to say this, it's such a rude thing, but I'm gonna say it. Who could blame Jason? Oh!
How's that?
So you do have it in you. What he's been wanting?
Oh my God. I have to go get him.
He's been wanting some kinky BDSM sex, and you've been too vanilla until he broke you.
Do you think he'll take me back?
No.
Why?
Sorry, that was just my immediate answer. He might. I wouldn't.
It's not worth it. I'm just going to keep sitting here at this Barnes. And I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, Diesel. I'm that person with my laptop just sitting at a table.
That is what you're
with
doing.
My car. I know. I'm that person, right?
Meanwhile, yeah.
Lacey is Lacey Ambrosia.
What is she doing?
Is unwrapping a box of eggs, the little eggs that you put up that vibrate.
Oh, the Benoit balls?
I don't know what they're called. Because that's just me, right? I'm that person who doesn't know what the vibrating eggs are called.
You know what? I feel bad. Let me buy you dinner. Where do you want to eat? Let's anything you want. It's on me.
There's a Subway down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear their...
What do you... There's... Yeah.
Ham and cheese on sourdough is to die for.
Let's get it to go.
Really?
That's a mean thing for me to say.
Do you want to like hang out at my place?
I'll drive you back home to your place.
So do you want to come up? We can like watch TV or something.
We can listen to a podcast and not talk on the way there.
And then when we get to my house,
I'll let you out. I won't.
You'll let me out because you're a gentleman, and then you'll come over. You'll get out of the car. You'll come over to my side.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
The door, and then we'll go up. We'll eat on the floor in front of the TV. We'll eat our Subway sandwiches. and we'll hang out.
I'm going to say yes, but something's probably going to come up between now and then.
It's Lacey, isn't it?
They invited me to be their third.
Fuck.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter. The sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it. But I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it. And that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God, Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, Mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Two stars. Charlene H.
What does the H stand for?
it's Charlie and H, and the H stands for, it stands for Charlene, yep. It stands for.
What's the review? Come on.
No, it stands for the H. You want to know what the H stands
Not
for?
Not anymore.
Ha. Ha.
Charlene Ha, like Francis Ha.
Like Francis Ha, Charlene okay. Ha.
Charlene Ha.
Two stars.
Which Barnes & Noble is this?
I wasn't expecting a follow-up question.
So you didn't do the prep.
I didn't. This is not a real review. I was about to come up with it. Okay. On the spot. No. The Barnes & Noble in Woodmere, Ohio, which was my local...
So this is the date spot?
No.
Okay.
The outdoor mall that we would hang out at did not have a Barnes & Noble. So.
So where would you kiss?
Bar and Bat Mitzvahs. I had my first kiss in a, for lack of a better term, paddle ball court.
What other term would it be?
Racquetball. Squash.
So you're not lacking it.
Squash court.
Squash court.
Yeah. So.
And you recorded at the squash court.
I courted her at the B'nai Mitzvah.
Like a courtier.
I was a courtier that night, and I kind of brought her into.
Your world.
My She got to see what it was like under harsh fluorescent lights. It was an AA meeting of sorts. That, like, the vibe of the kiss was, you know Prince Charming?
Yeah.
I was Prince Harming.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I think my teeth might have hit her lip a bit.
Okay, so you're antagonizing me for the gummy bear kiss.
Way different.
But this actually happened to me. But now you get to have a toothy kiss.
I led on the dance floor. And then when it came to the kiss.
You bled.
She bled.
Did she actually?
No, but it was a fine kiss. Lots of tongue.
Oh, how old are you?
I was 20. I was 20.
No.
I was 13 or 12. I don't remember.
Read the review.
She was 5'8", and the kiss was an 8.
I thought this was the review, Bruce.
No, I was just thinking back
to it.
She was
like, don't rate women.
She, oh, rate her?
No, don't rate her.
She's a Trump supporter now.
Is she actually?
She is.
Oh.
Two stars, Charlene Harlene. I bought a copy of Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard at this Barnes & Noble location in 2007. The staff was friendly enough. I also bought a hot chocolate, non-dairy style.
She said style.
I said style, okay. But non-dairy in parentheses. Mm-hmm. After reading this book, the next 6 years of my life were sort of a blur.
Oh, my God!
I devoted myself entirely to the life of Scientology and achieved a pretty respectable rank within the community. During this period...
This is not real. Oh, my God!
During this period, my retirement account has been drained. My husband left me for a lady who draws caricatures at Six Flags in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God!
And my cat has been possessed by an alien spirit. I split amicably from the Church of Scientology at the end of 2013 to pursue my associate's degree as a legal aid. It is a great career choice for an older, 50, thrifty, and thriving student returning to school. Needless to say, I will not be returning to that Barnes & Noble's anytime soon.
Barnes & Noble had nothing to do with the course of your life.
I went into the store. I saw Dianetics. At this Barnes & Noble.
I know you did. And we have a bunch of books on sale. We're a bookstore. We have floors of books.
You know how many Barnes & Nobles I've been to I didn't see Dianetics at?
How many?
Probably at least 14.
You've been to 14 Barnes & Nobles?
Is that a lot? Is that not that many? No, all throughout, like probably four of those is in Ohio.
You've traveled with the sole purpose of going to Barnes & Nobles?
I am in a bind. For a binded book sometimes.
Just because we have Dianetics here doesn't mean you had to buy it. In fact, it's not even on display in any of like the new releases or most popular.
Yeah, but it was in the philosophy section. It was like...
It was deep in there.
It was like the second up from the floor.
Yeah. You had to like... You had to crouch to get
it. I had a hot chocolate. It was non-dairy.
And was it good? Did you enjoy it?
That's my usual, is my point. That's where I go to, that's what I get at every Barnes & Noble.
And did you enjoy your drink here?
Enjoyed that. Enjoyed Dianetics. A little too much. 6 years. $1.3 million spent on books.
I'm so sorry that you were pulled into that lifestyle.
Sorry doesn't bring back my fucking husband. You know who he's dating?
Who?
An artist. So.
I'm sorry that you lost
Sorry, you didn't let me. A caricature artist at a theme park. But still.
That's really cool.
I'm jealous.
Of course. I would be too.
She lives in a loft.
She doesn't live in a loft. She lives in a studio, which is kind of a loft.
It is kind of a loft. Have you seen it?
I saw it from the outside.
Square footage?
I don't know the square footage, but I sent some Scientologists down there, and they kind of harassed her for me.
Right. That doesn't seem...
Wait
it doesn't
a second.
Not seem legal, but...
That's what I can do to you guys.
You have no reason to do that. We provided you with a book. We did our job. You bought the book. You paid your money. You didn't have to even read it. You could have bought it and just let it sit in your house.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that if you bought a book, you didn't have to read it?
You're telling me people come in here, buy books, and then just leave them on their shelves?
I've done it.
What?
You're kidding me? I walk in here. I work at a bookstore. People will think I'm a poser if I don't buy, you know, a Mary Shelley Frankenstein. I've never read it. Give me any classic novel.
Christmas Carol.
Never read it. Christmas who?
Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
The movie Carol?
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick? Moby who?
Moby Dick. So every time I say it, you're just going to say blank who?
I don't know any of these stories. Don't read them. I buy them. Don't read them. So you didn't have to read Dianetics. You didn't have to become a Scientologist. Don't send your people after me, please. That would terrify me.
Interesting. So you're saying I can own volumes. Sorry, I'm just trying to make sure I know 100% what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
You're saying I can own volumes.
Yeah.
And not open them.
Yeah.
But owning them, owning the volumes will speak volumes.
Listen, I know, well, it seems like based on what you've told me, you've fallen on some kind of hard times.
I'm in debt. I'm maxed out on 4 credit cards.
We do have a position here. If you're willing to...
It's not going
to
work. I already know it's not going to work.
Why are you saying that?
Because...
You're clearly a reader. You love a book.
You do mean, you like anyone?
What?
Do you like...
Yeah. Do I like
Who do you
anyone?
like? Who do you have a crush on?
I'm in love with my girlfriend of 5 years. We live together. I'm planning on proposing later this month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So, do yeah. you like anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like? Don't look at me like that. We just met. Don't look at me like that.
When I was a Scientologist, we learned how to observe from afar. And
Jesus.
I just know so much about you.
No.
And, like, we're perfect
no.
in theory.
No.
And I've read so many romance novels. So many. And I just know it's going to work out.
Get out of my store.
I know. Please. I'm already on the way.
You're right.
I know.
I'm going to read my next review.
Whatever.
Can you even believe it? I'm going to do it. Should we do one more each?
That was my two.
Oh. Oh, I haven't done my second one. That's why. Here we go. One time. No thought. This is the Barnes & Noble that I went to in my youth. At the Westlake Promenade.
So you didn't go to the Calabasas Commons?
Sometimes it was farther away from my school. This was literally like 2 blocks away from my high school.
There you go.
This is from Leanne K. What do we think the K stands for?
I can't say it.
You have to now.
No, like you have to say it. I can't say it.
You think K stands for
I'm like.
Come on.
No, what wow. if it is?
It's her name isn't Leanne.
You don't know. It's only K dot.
Her name is Leanne Kinderegg. That's all one word. Okay, one word. This isn't 2 words. This is 1 word. Leanne Kinderegg from Simi Valley, California.
That's like 8 different
that's
words.
That's all one word.
No, that's 8 different words.
This review, all
this
one
is
word.
Is somebody trying to legally change their name? All right, you can have 1 word or hyphenated. So what do you want it to be?
Let's do 1 word.
And you want to keep Leanne? Because sometimes people want to change their first name.
Yeah, let's keep... First name, Leanne. Okay. Last name, I would love it for all to be 1 word.
That's your only option. So, yeah, it is all 1 word.
Okay. I would like to be Leanne Kinderegg from Simi Valley, California. 5'8", blue eyes, blonde
Obviously,
hair.
I'm going to stop you here. There can't be any spaces in there.
Yeah.
You just listed like 10 or 11 words.
No, sorry. I said I wanted all 1 word, not hyphenated. Like all 1 word.
Okay.
Do you need
that just might be hard because it'll never fit on forms. It doesn't fit on this form.
I can just reread it, K. I can just be like Leanne K. Leanne Kinderegg from Simi Valley, California.
Why not just Kinderegg and hyphenate it? It's a silly name, but not to offend you, but like...
Because that's not what I wanted. That's not what I said. If I
no,
would've...
you're right. What you said is Leanne Kinderegg from Simi Valley, 5'8", and then I cut you off. You want your height? Which you don't even look 5'8". You look 6'9".
If I wanted my name to be Kinderegg, I would have just said Kinderegg. right? But I didn't. I said Leanne Kinderegg from Simi Valley, California, 5'8", blue eyes, blonde hair.
Don't patronize me. You're trying
This is your job.
This has never happened. The weirdest case I'd ever had was I did Ron Artest's name change to Meta World Peace. This tops that. Kinderegg from Simi Valley, 5'8", not your real height.
Do you want to hear about a time I went to a Barnes & Noble in Westlake Village? It was a 5-star experience, and let me tell you why.
All right.
5 stars from Leanne Kinderegg from Simi Valley, California, 5'8", blue eyes, blonde hair.
You don't have blonde hair.
Great anchor for the Westlake Promenade. With the shift in retail to online book buying, it's important to support brick-and-mortar shops like Barnes & Noble. We've been patronizing this location for many years and expect to continue. As a place to go to browse books by actually touching them, examining the overviews of what's inside, what can be better?
Examining the ovaries that are inside.
Not to mention instant gratification versus ordering online and waiting several days for them to come. I do read some books on my laptop or smartphone with Nook or Kindle, but I still prefer paper books. Dear hubby can easily spend an hour or more in the magazine section.
He's looking at Hustler.
Couldn't possibly tell you what caught his eye down there. But meanwhile, I'm up in the novels on the 4th floor.
Yeah, you're touching the binds, opening them up, smelling them.
Our grandson headed for the military history section. At 12, he's been interested in World War II, especially for many years already. He met several veterans in that aisle that made recommendations for him among the books he was considering. Nice! I browsed through the bargain book aisles for casual reading, found a couple of fun choices, including one by Fanny Flagg. She's got a unique take on life. Wish they would offer discounts on popular paperbacks, as other retailers do. They currently discount current hardcover bestsellers. We also picked up Frappuccinos in the Starbucks cafe to top off the visit. We received very friendly service there, as well as the checkout counter for buying books.
Yeah, so the veterans that the kid was talking to about books on what, World War II?
World War II.
Those were ghosts.
He's 12 and for many years has been interested in World War II.
Hey, honey, do you want to go play outside? Do you want to go hang out with your friends? It's a really thick book.
Oh, man, it's really... And I'm only a quarter of the way done. I can't possibly go outside with the boys today.
What are you reading about?
I'm reading about D-Day.
D-Day?
D-Day. When they stormed the beaches of Normandy.
No, I know, but... That's like high school material.
Well, no. When I was in the Barnes & Noble, when we went last week, and I went with Grandma last week, I saw these men were like, oh, my God, that was a time we felt most alive. And they gave me some recommendations. So this book is actually a recommendation from one of the kind of floating men in the aisle.
They weren't real, but
they were dead. What are you talking about?
They were dead.
Colonel John Levins.
Yeah. Dead.
Was levitating.
Yeah. You're a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, but like, you think you're smart for reading these books about history, but you think someone who was levitating wasn't a ghost?
He told me you would react like this.
No. I don't want to fall into his fucking trap, but...
He told me that
Where did you get those boots?
I don't want to fall into his F-word trap.
Where did you get those boots?
They look super vintage. From a Mr. Captain Bobby Flander.
That one doesn't even sound like a real general or captain.
Captain Bobby Flander said, here, Sonny, take these. I won't be needing them where I'm going.
They were talking point blank about how they were about to pass on.
It sounds like he was just going back to the retirement home.
Back to heaven or hell.
I want to fight for my country. Jesus. In 1940.
You can fight for your country. You can't time travel.
But I want to fight in this war.
Oh!
I don't want to.
You're throwing
fight
a temper
now.
Tantrum about wanting to fight the Nazis.
Fight the Nazis.
We already did.
I want to do it, though. That's not fair. I didn't get to do it. Bobby Flanders and John Levins got to do it.
Why don't you go take up activism? You want to fight for your country?
I want to be in the trenches.
You suck. I shouldn't have had you.
I knew you were going to say that.
You don't have cool friends. You don't play sports. That's what I wanted from a son.
Because friends who want to fight the Nazis. season the 40.
What do they say to you when you say that?
They say we're kind of fighting the Nazis right now.
Those are the kids I wanted to have.
But I said, that's not the same.
It's not the same, but
I want to sit in a diner and drink a milkshake with my sweetheart before I go on leave.
What do I do with this?
I want to split straws and tell her, honey, I'll be fine in training because I'm a big boy and I'll come back to you once I fight the Nazis, but my mom won't.
Why don't you focus on finally getting potty trained before you go out to war? You're 7 and a half, you wear diapers.
I have better things to do.
You don't. You can't fight in a war and also need a diaper change.
Bobby Flanders said it didn't matter if I needed a diaper change. He said I could go pew pew on the field and pew pew in my pants.
This captain of World War II, his spirit told you to shit yourself on a battlefield?
Yeah.
Why?
He said it didn't matter when you're facing death in the face if you have a little poop in your pants. He said it doesn't make you any less of a man.
It does. It absolutely does. Especially if it's not because out of fear. It's because you don't know how to do it in the barracks.
But no one knows the difference when you're out on the field.
They can smell the difference.
They can smell it, but they might think, oh, Simon's just scared. When what they don't know is I don't know how to do anything different. All I want is a crew cut and a milkshake.
You can get both of those things. But just promise that you'll be a cool kid.
Do I still have to potty train myself?
Yeah, you do.
No deal.
Are you kidding me? No deal? Fine. Shit yourself.
It's time for the last segment of the pod, I think.
What do you call that?
This shook me all week long.
What's been shaking you?
What's been shaking me?
Yeah, did you think about it? Did you not? Are you going to
take it? Do I ever think about it?
You promised me you would. You promised me you'd start.
Every time.
I got a new car.
That's right.
I traded my Yeep Wrangler in for some Wrangler jeans.
Some Wrangler beans.
I got pennies on the dollar for a two-door SUV, compact or otherwise, to the point where I couldn't get a new car with the cash left over. I could only afford straight cut selvage.
What color is your new car?
You don't want to ask me about the selvage?
No.
It's kind of with each wash.
Yeah, what color is the new car?
It's bullet silver. I added the bullet. It's just like, it's silver sky metallic.
Have you named it?
I haven't yet. Should I name it right now?
Yeah. This is serious. Like, actually, like, what's the vibe of it? No, I take this seriously. My car's name is Meg, after Meg from Hercules, because she is, like, hot, but she also means business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's, like, the vibe of your car that you've felt?
Okay, to be fair, I've never named a car.
Okay, crazy.
So, not crazy.
Okay, crazy.
In high school, I had an old Saab 9-3. My high school girlfriend gave it a name. I don't remember what she called it. I think it was a girl's name, though.
Okay.
Florence.
Florence, man the machine.
Yeah. And then I drove an old Cherokee for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that car.
That was a good car.
It gave up on me, though.
Yeah.
I called it the boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a name, but
a name.
I called it the boat because when you're on the freeway, it went like this. And it made people that don't even usually get motion sickness get motion sickness.
That's really good.
And I took a lot of road trips with it. And then I had this Wrangler for a bit, but I was only getting like 11, 12 miles a gallon,
which
I just can't have. So I'm going to go with the Guzzler. That was the Guzzler.
That was the Guzzler.
That was the Guzzler.
And this.
And then this one, it's kind of like we had the kid, but we're going to see how it acts the first week.
Sure.
And then
figure it out.
I just got it yesterday.
That's fair. So you're still figuring. So it's still the baby. It's like, what's the baby doing?
I haven't even got my plates yet. Let's just say that. So it's still dealer plates. Traded in the Ute for that.
Mm-hmm.
40 miles a gallon.
Beautiful.
Toyota RAV4.
I've thought about it. Florence Pugh has been shaking me all week long.
Right. You already talked about
it. I truly think that if I met her,
right,
we would get on really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she is the next Meryl Streep. I believe she seems awesome. She was on her Instagram story last night. she was like, she just posted a full video of like her mixing a drink and like doing it really well. She like
that
makes
is
some
something
kind of,
you would do.
I know.
And I saw you made an old fashioned.
I did.
I was at your house on Friday. We were talking about cocktail making.
Yes.
I said, what's the next drink you want to make? You said old fashioned.
Daniel, my boyfriend, taught me how to make one. So Daniel and Jay Lee, who you can watch on Hulu's Looking for Alaska. Can you even believe it? Let's give a little promo to Jay Lee.
Well, I auditioned for his part and I didn't get it.
No, you didn't.
It wasn't his part. It was another part on
Of course.
You're not. They gave it to like a short ass. And don't tell Jay I said this, but like, because he probably had a blast shooting with whoever that was. But it could have been me.
Right. Well, anyway, Jay and Daniel and I have a shared affinity for mixing drinks. And Jeff
So who
well.
Do you think that was?
So do I think
I'm
just what
doing,
was?
I'm doing my read for that I did in the audition for Looking last
okay.
year.
Who do I? Okay, do it again.
Who do you think that was?
Was that your only line?
Yeah, how'd I do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me
Thank
do
you so much for coming
Can I do
in?
It one more time? Do you mind if I start from the beginning?
Yeah, go for it. We're ready.
Whenever I'm ready?
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. On your cue?
On your cue.
Whenever
you're ready.
Can you give me a cue? Sorry. I get nervous.
Okay. And?
And I go on that?
Yep.
I go on the point?
Yep. You go on the point.
Well, can you do a 3, 2, 1, like a countdown?
3, 2. The one is usually the point sometimes, so
no,
it doesn't.
Okay. Let's do 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Sorry. I sneezed. Can we do it again?
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Who do you get? Who that was?
I wasn't. You know, thank you so much for coming in. We actually have a couple people waiting outside.
And you want me to wait outside?
No, you're done. You actually, we got all we need.
I know what you mean.
You do, so yeah. You can head out.
I'm at Abrams, so just call.
I will not call them because you didn't get the part.
That's funny.
I learned how to make an old fashioned.
Super good.
Daniel taught me how to make it. Very easy. Jay makes it in a real cool way. He does it in a shaker. He doesn't put the bourbon in the shaker, but he puts... he puts a tiny orange slice and some ice and a maraschino cherry, and he muddles it like he fully blends that up in the shaker, and then he puts that in a glass, so that's muddled with the bitters, and then pours that in. So it's just a beautiful thing.
That sounds really good.
It's really so it kind of also looks like it's not blood orange, but the color is like a red because of the cherry mixed in with it.
Yeah.
But I really want to take a bartending class, and Jeff sent me a link to a class that I shared with Jay. And Jay's like, I want to do this too. So I think it'd be fun if all of us did a weekend of this bartending class.
How long is the class?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know how long.
That's
Maybe
also
a
just
night.
A really cool bar, Apothec?
I don't know.
I used to think it was Apotheke, but I called them to get a gift card from my brother-in-law, when they picked up, they said Apotec.
Apotec.
Apotec Productions.
Apotec Productions.
Mod Apotec.
Mod Apotec Productions, the movie.
Records.
The bar.
I also went to Death & Company, not too far from here.
What's that?
Let me get into it.
Don't get mad at me.
An East Village transplant with the heart of a champion and the steady pouring hand of a mixologist of the highest caliber. The people that penned the book on cocktails had a bar for the ages that has now been in me, drinks wise.
You ended it. It was actually such a beautiful description, and then you just ended it in the worst way.
I was in her, and she was in me.
No,
in a transference of fluids.
What did you drink?
Me?
Yeah.
I had their take on a whiskey sour, which they called a sour soul. And it was like, there was like wine in it too. And it was super good. And then I had their take on an old fashioned, and it was also very good, but not as good as the sour soul.
I love an old fashioned.
We
should all go. We're going
You're
bar hopping
go.
On
no, the
Friday.
The way you just said it, you don't want to go.
We're going bar hopping on Friday.
Yeah, not here.
What?
In Silver Lake.
Yeah.
It's in the arts district.
Oh, got it.
It's also like, it's kind of expensive. It's like you go there for a drink or two.
Got it.
With a smaller group.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Jeff and I are going bar hopping with friends.
I was listening to If I Were You, as one is wont to do.
As one is wont to do.
The guys talk about their lives and their wives.
Only one is married.
I know. And I think that it's interesting to people to get to know what we do. We can't review without you and me. So.
And yeah, I know you all are wondering, are you guys friends in real life? Yeah. We are.
I mean, we work together.
We are, like, Jeff is one of my best friends. And I have told Jeff that I am going to be in his groomsmen party.
You never told me that. You just said it for the first time. Well, and you can't do that. You can't invite somebody.
Well, I have told you that you're going to be in my bridal party.
No, you haven't.
I literally have before. I actually have. I literally have.
Okay.
Jeff will be in my bridal party.
Do I have a choice?
No. You and friend of my life, not of the pod. Because
friend of your life?
I was going to say friend of the pod. He's never been on. Jeffrey and one of my dear friends, Alfred Bardwell Evans, will be in my bridal party.
Do you think that people are only friends of the pod if they've been on?
Yes.
Okay.
Finn Wolfhard is a friend of the pod.
Finn will be my best man.
Why?
Because by then he'll be, what, 25?
Maybe.
8 years. Yeah, 25.
Uh-huh.
I know that he'll be a good planner.
That's really good.
Because I want my bachelor party to be on like a dude ranch, like in Wyoming or Montana.
Am I invited?
If you're in my groomsmen party, you'll be there.
Okay.
It's not about it being invited. It's you have to be there.
I'm just like, I want confirmation that I will be in your groomsmen party.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. So,
because I love a suit. I love wearing suits.
Ralph Lauren actually said a woman is never sexier than when she's in a suit.
So I will upstage everyone at your wedding by looking hot in a suit.
That would be cool. But yeah, probably Jackson's Hole or like Bozeman, Montana.
Jackson's Hole.
And I'm not talking about the city. My buddy Jackson. He dug a ditch in his backyard
made a pool
in Munster, Indiana. So we'll go there.
Great. And,
no, I just want to drink whiskey on a ranch.
That's nice.
And near the mountains or in the mountains.
If you were planning my bachelorette party, what would you do? Like, it was this weekend and you're like, I gotta just like come up with an idea right now and put it together.
We'd probably go to London because isn't that your favorite city?
It is my favorite city.
And then we would go to different fun bars and clubs. Not maybe not clubs, but mm-hmm. bars. And probably see some shows and stay in a cool, hip boutique hotel and play games, like theater games, but also board games and like telestrations and stuff like that. And we'd all have some kind of matching attire that you would probably wear a lot afterwards.
Jeff really knows me.
She's about to cry.
Perfect. That's actually what I want. I'm going to make gummy bears kiss again.
I would. I don't want to be in your fucking bridal party.
This has been Review Review.
With who?
With me and you.
My name is Riley Anspaugh.
And I'm Jeffrey James.
Where can we find you on social?
You can find me at Don't Play No James.
Okay.
On
what?
Twitter.
Okay.
And I am Jeffrey James on Instagram. Where can we find you?
At Riley Coyote mm-hmm. on Twitter and at Riley Anspaugh on Instagram.
Amazing.
So I kind of got in early on Instagram. Like I just had my full name.
It's amazing.
Did I tell you that I offered a guy with the Instagram handle Jeffrey like $500 to buy his handle? And then he was like, how would that even work? And then I sent him a detailed message of how it could work and he didn't respond. He just left me unseen. And I was like, that's a lot of cash. Like, and then afterwards I was like, I don't need that anyways.
Yeah.
But it would have been nice to be at Jeffrey.
That would be cool.
Anyway, do you have anything to plug?
Oh, I guess by the time this is coming out, maybe by the time it's coming out, we will be at the Cleveland International Film Festival. Maybe?
This will be near then.
It'll be near then.
Our short film, Good Morning, was accepted to the Cleveland International Film Festival.
So if you're in the area,
come out.
Come out.
We might do a Q&A.
At a bar. We'll just sit there and make people ask us questions about our film.
I am excited to show you Cleveland. It's not going to be a great time to visit because the snow is going to be melting.
I'm excited, though. It'll be fun.
But I really want to do a live review we if will. I were you. Because Cleveland in the summer is like Chicago. It's like really fun.
If I were review and it's just people cool. imagining.
If I were you and review. If I were review,
I would be hosting it. But we are and you're not.
If I review.
You make me wanna go
rate
out
something
and steal
four damn stars.
You.
I just went to a spa and had Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.